Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. It is a joy and privilege to be able to preach the good word of God. It is a calling. It's something that you just don't take upon yourself and say, I'm going to go and be a preacher. It's a calling. God's got to save you. He's got to school you. And then he's got to send you. And the Bible said he sends his preachers out. He gets the word of God out. It's very important that the word of God be preached. And it be preached in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, that we would go forth and do what God has prepared for it to do. He said, the words I send forth, they don't come back to me void. Just like the rain and snow that comes down from heaven, it waters the earth, it brings forth the bud, it brings forth the grass and the flower and the so forth. And so the word of God is much more important than that, that it gets alive in man's hearts. And that's what we want to talk to you today about, that the seed of the good word of God be planted into your heart, into your soul. And when he gets planted in there, you are a brand new creature and you are new. I tell you, he makes you brand new on the inside. The Bible said the seed remaineth in you, and you cannot see him because it's he lives there within your soul. And I tell you today, I'm so glad when he saved me. I tell you, I was born of the good word of God. I was born again. And I tell you, got alive in me. And I've been walking in newness of life ever since because I've been born of the good word of God. And I was born of it because of the grace of God that brought salvation. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is grace. God sent his son in the world, not into the world, condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And I tell you today, there's so many people today, they're in the world and they're not saved, and they're running forth and they're trying to obtain joy. They're trying to obtain being satisfied or content or so forth in this world, in the pleasure that's in this old sin, in this flesh. Pleasure for sin for a season, but it's not in that. And they won't find it there. Only happiness is in Christ Jesus. True happiness, true joy, and true peace. And today, that's what I want the world to know, who Jesus is. I want them to know there is a friend. Jesus said, I'll call you friends. I'll call you my friends, not servants, because he said, I'll tell you everything. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what he said. If you do that, I, my Father, will come and make himself known to you. He said, well, the Father will manifest himself unto you. He will manifest himself. He will love us as we love him. He loves us and he cares for us with an unconditional love. But if we love him, he said, keep my commandments. That's the first commandment, to love. We're to love and to love the neighbor as thyself. And we've had a good example by the word of God and how Jesus lived and how God has done. I mean, just by reading his word, his word's alive and it's precious to my soul. And I tell you, if you get saved, the Bible says you're a brand new creature in Christ. And today, we want the word of God to go forth. And the Bible said when the Son of Man went forth to sow, he sowed good seed. Now, the good seed is the word of God. That's what we're sowing. We're not sowing what we think or what our denomination says it is, but we're going to sow the good word of God. We're going to sow the seed, sow what God give, his precious, unadulterated, pure word of God. And we're going to preach it line upon line, precept upon precept. And the Bible said that preach the word and be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and sound doctrine. Because there will come a time where they won't endure sound doctrine, but they will heap themselves teachers having itching ears and departing from it, departing from the faith, departing from where they ought to be. And the Bible says today that we're to preach the word. And when we do that, when we go forth and sow the good seed, the Bible said the seed will fall where it may. Now, some of the seed will fall on the wayside. And when that happens, they'll foul the air. That's old Satan. He'll come and steal it away before it takes root, where it can't do you any good. You don't understand it. So he'll work and he'll steal it away. He'll steal it away. And that's what he tries to do every time we preach. Every time the word of God goes forth, here comes the devil. He comes to steal it away. He's there to take it out of people's hearts. Tells them why they can't right now, or why they shouldn't right now, or how they got it all worked out already, and how they've already said that prayer after a preacher or so forth. But if he didn't get alive in you, if he didn't get alive in you and the Word of God, you're not born of the Word of God, then it's going to show up. It's going to make known. It's going to be made known where you stand. Just like when the seed fell upon the rock, it lacked moisture. And when that happened, it withered away. And when the seed was sown upon, the Bible said with the tares and so forth, and it choked it out. It choked it away. He talked about these type of things. And so, you know, time will tell. Everything will be made known. And the Bible said that's what happens, he said, in that which fell among thorns were they which when they heard, they go forth. And they go forth and seem to look good, but they're choked out by the cares and the riches and pleasures of this life. And they bring no fruit to perfection. They don't have any fruit, the Bible said. And they which on that the seed that fell on the rock, when they heard it, they received it with joy. And these had no root, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptation, they fall away. And so time tells it. It tells where people are and where they stand with God. That's why the book of 1 John says about it, if he that committed and lives after sin, he's of the devil. He that lives after righteousness of God, because it's what you're born of. If you've been born of the good word of God, I tell you that you abide in him, you're going to bring forth fruit. If you don't have no evidence of fruit and no evidence of being used by God and having the word of God living in you, being born of it, you know, there's evidence of that. And so, you know, your works don't save you, but your works will show you faith. The Bible says if a man says he has faith and has no works, his faith is dead. So, you know, there's a difference, and there's a reality of being saved and born again and having this faith. And the Bible says that is your victory. We've overcome the world because of our faith. It's our faith that we're saved. It's by grace are we saved through faith, not of works. Lest any man should boast, it's the gift of God. And so we're born of the good word of God, and we believe by faith. And our faith is how we overcome. And we're believing in him, and it is our victory. That's how we have victory today. But there's a lot of people, they receive the word, they'll hear it, and they receive it with joy. But it don't take root. It don't get down on the good ground of their heart. And the Bible said the good ground is those that is a good heart. That's what he's talking about. But they that on the good ground are they, which is an honest and good heart. They're being honest about themselves. They've got a humble heart. The ground is ready to receive it. The seed, the good word of God. And so when you hear it and you receive it, it will take root in your soul, and you be born of a new person, born of a new creature. You become a new person in Christ because you've been born of the word of God. Because you got honest about yourself. You saw yourself as a sinner. You repented of your sins. You received him in your heart. And therefore, the good word of God lives inside you. And I tell you, you got a desire to please the Lord. You have a desire to get out there and win the lost and tell them who Jesus is and who's mighty to save. You want to share it with the world. I tell you, you got victory in your soul. You've overcome. You've already overcome because you've been born of the word of God. The Bible said that we're being born again, not a corruptible seed. That's how we get here, by our mother, by our dad's seed, and of course our mother bearing us, and that's how we got here, because of that corruptible seed. But we've been born of God, being born the second time, being born of the Word of God is the incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So you must be born again. You must be saved, and you got to be born of the Word of God, and you got to hear the word of God as it's preached unto you. You got to receive it with joy and let it take root. Be honest about yourself and have a good heart of understanding. The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. You have got to have a good heart of understanding. He gives that to you by hearing it. When you listen to the word as it's preached, you receive it. You want to hear more. You want to hear more and more and more. So the more you hear, the more you understand. And the Bible said that's where your faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible said you cannot be saved by good works. You know, if you could get to heaven by doing good, Jesus died a vain death. But the Bible said there was no other way. He was the only way and is the way, the truth and the life that leads unto the Father. No man can come unto him but by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's no other way. Jesus is the way. He's the door that leads to the sheepfold. And he's speaking to your heart today. He wants you to receive his word. He wants you to repent of your sin. He wants you to get honest about yourself. He wants you to come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He wants you to fall down on your knees and cry out to him. Fall on your knees of your heart, wherever you're at. Even if you can't get on your knees, wherever you're at, you may be driving, you could be doing things like that and still be saved. If God's dealing with your heart and your heart's crushed and broke and you want to be saved, all you got to do is cry out to him. You don't have to scream out even out loud. He knows what your heart's saying. You don't even have to put it to words far as coming from your mouth. It's just from your heart. He knows what you're saying. He knows and understands you better than you know yourself. And if you'll just pour out your broken heart to him, he'll understand it. He'll hear it. Thank God. The Bible said, and the song talks about tears are our language, and God understands. God understands our hearts. He knows everything about us, and he's calling you. That's why he's dealing with you. That's why your hearts begin to be broke, and that's why you begin to get sorrowful in your soul, and you want to be saved, because the Lord's dealing with you. He's calling you. He's drawing you to him, and you must come. Come when he says come. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he's near. You need to call on him while he's dealing with your heart. This is the time to be saved. Today's the day of salvation. Don't put it off to the mark, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. And so you got to come unto him and open up your heart's door and let the King of glory come in. He'll get alive in you, and he'll be living in you for eternity. You'll be a brand new person from that day forward. The Bible said, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new to us. When we get saved, it's a difference. It's a reality. It's more than a mouth confession. It's more than a prayer after a preacher. It's more than joining up a church and have a letter at that church. It's more than being baptized in the water. It's more than good works. I tell you, it's a reality. It's a truth. It's a born again experience of being born of the Word of God, receiving it as the Word of God is being sown today. If you believe it, receive it. Let it fall on good ground. Be honest about yourself. Look at yourself. See that you need Jesus. Know you need a Savior. Know you're lost. Know that you're a sinner. And have that good heart of that soft ground. That's what it is. And that seed that's being preached today will find its place. It will find that ground. It will find your heart. I tell you, the Lord draws you. He's calling you. He does it. He's chosen you. Thank God. The Bible said that we that are saved, he's chosen us. He's chosen us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Thank God for his love. To love us even when we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. So God help us all today. We're very fortunate. We're very blessed that God will deal with us. And God will even give us a chance. What is man that thou art mouth for him? The son of man that visiteth him. God help us today. I tell you, I'm so thankful that God forgives sin. And he forgives sinners. And he saves sinners. And Paul said, who I am chief. God help us all. I'm so glad that he saved souls. He wants to save you today. And let me tell you something today, no matter how deep you've gone, some of you listen to me today may say, well, preacher, you don't understand. I've done some bad things. I've committed murder. I've done this. I've raped. I've done different things. And those things are truly bad. And it's terrible that what people do. But let me tell you, Jesus, he died for all manner of sin. And he forgives you sin. He'll forgive all your sin. He'll forgive you. As long as you had blasphemed the Holy Ghost of God. And I'm thankful to know that today that he forgives all of those sins. So you can come to him knowing that you're a sinner. Knowing you need help. Knowing you're not worthy to be saved. And I tell you, when you come to him like that, he hears that. He hears that feeble cry. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his troubles. Just cry out to him. Cry out of your heart. And that's why Jesus said this when he went forth to sow and he told him this parable. The Bible said when he had said these things, he cried out. It's very serious. He cried out. He that hath ears, let him hear. Open up your ear today and hear the gospel. I see my time's gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.